producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's rampage through your calls here and I get to a bunch of news. John in FEMA Region 5. What former state are you in?
Wisconsin.
All right. Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I got two things really, actually, quick. I grew up in Chicago, and I know about the Democratic machine, and there's never been a legal election in that town since probably the turn of the century.
And that's admitted, and they want to turn the whole country that way.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why people, I mean, you know, like, I was thinking about getting a T-shirt. It's got a picture of Kool-Aid on it with a circle with a slash, you know, with a cup of tea next to it. It says, you know, dump the Kool-Aid, switch to tea.
Ooh, that'd be a great poster. And then they always try to claim that that's some kind of code for racism or something. Kool-Aid. No, it means Jim Jones the cult. It means don't drink the status cult, go to the tea party. And I've actually seen those parallels before, but not together. We really should create a meme or something for Facebook, you know, that says dump the Jim Jones Kool-Aid and then have like an image of Obama, the Obama sign inside the Kool-Aid, and then right next to it, you know, say switch to tea with a tri-quartered hat. That's a great idea.
I thought so. Anyhow, this whole thing about Illinois passing that bill, I guess it is, to allow anybody from any country to vote, bogus. I mean, you know, those guys ought to be lynched in a normal society, you know. Speaking of normal societies, there's not a legitimate government worldwide that I could think of. And we're fast becoming the same way.
Switzerland isn't perfect, but it's got cantons that are states, and the people do vote, and their elections are some of the best out there. Everybody can own a gun, lowest crime rate, highest standard of living, highest test scores. I mean, it's pretty darn good. But, as bad as the U.S. is, there's still a memory of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, so we're better than, say, Mexico or North Korea. But they had a big university study out this year that I think we were like 33rd for economic freedom and I think 42nd for political freedom. I forget the exact numbers, but that's what most universities come out with. We are dropping like a rock. It's not just me saying this. We are just burning up politically. We are losing such hard-won freedoms. God bless you. Stefan in New York, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how's it going? It's actually Stefan, but don't worry, I'm not here to correct you. Listen, let me try to slide through this, because I'm actually at work like you. Listen, one reason why I believe a lot of these people, well, people my age, I'm 23, the reason why a lot of youngsters aren't going to believe, really even listen to what it is that you're saying, one, in up north, we've been brainwashed that just the Southern accent, we automatically discredit you. As soon as you open your mouth up, Southern accent, guys know what you're talking about. Second is because a lot of people, they don't believe in God. Now, not that you need to believe in God to see what's going on, but if you don't believe in God, you'll never get the spiritual side of it. So as soon as you start to talk about, oh, this is, you know, because this is obviously the work of the devil that we're dealing with. So as soon as you bring that up, if people don't see that spiritually, they'll never click, and they'll never really see how deep it is. You know, how deep the plateau really goes. Because like you even say, it is much worse than you say. It's
well, that's a great point, Stefan. I mean, I can tell you that a lot of good old boys might even listen to you more if you have a northern accent just because they find it interesting. But there's certainly bigots out there that would just go off what somebody's voice sounds like instead of the content of their character and their deeds, as Martin Luther King said. But I have seen that stereotype a lot, especially by kind of the yuppies in the north who, you know, pop their collars and think they know everything and are on steroids when they're 13 years old, kind of like the whole you know, Jersey Shore scene, that they think we ride horses to school. They don't know that like a third of the inventions in the country came out of Texas alone. And I guess they just think that we, you know, don't know how to how to tie our shoelaces, but that's an interesting point. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, the other thing is...
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Got to go to break. Then Julia, Fred, Joe, Patty, and others, and I'm going to hit a bunch of news that's broke at Infowars.com. Election 2014 coverage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Crimson Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls right now. It's 2014 election coverage. We're getting your take on the election. What do you think Obama's going to try to do once he's a lame duck and has the power to pardon himself and others? A get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, he's told us total amnesty, total open borders, Illinois style. They have a ballot initiative that's already passed unanimously out of their Senate. The House passed it as well. To allow anyone from any foreign country instant voting rights. Just total treason. That's an example of what they want to do nationwide. James O'Keefe and others have caught the Democrats nationwide handing out ballots to anybody that wants them. He voted or was able to get ballots. He didn't complete the voting because that would be criminal fraud. 20 times in one day. That video is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I want to go to your calls now. Stephen, finish your point from New York.
Basically, one reason why these cars are definitely going to fly is because this whole car thing is because a lot of us young guys, we never really grew up with a serious car culture. We don't know what it's like to start up a GTO and just, you know, hear that rumble and know that that's America.
Yeah, they've made cars too expensive and the regulations too expensive for the average person to have a car and the freedom that comes with it. And for those that don't know, they are announcing worldwide driverless little tin can cars, and then they'll raise the taxes and the insurance where you've got to get one, basically. That is the actuary plan for the coffin houses that are 200 square feet, for everything. It's not that they're innovating to help the environment. They're innovating for artificial scarcity to enslave.
Exactly, exactly. And one last thing is, as a New Yorker, I do bless you Texans, because by all means, you guys are really the force that's going to, not that you guys are the force to stop this, but they know that they have to take you Texans out, because you guys are really the toughest at all 50 states, I mean, by all means.
I don't know about the toughest overall, but politically and the history and the Second Amendment, there are other states that are smaller that have even more freedom and more interesting histories than Texas. It's just that Texas is the second most populous state and is probably going to become the most populous, but I appreciate what you say, my friend.
Point is that you guys are a problem to them, and God bless you guys. Hopefully you guys bring the heat.
Well, God bless you, brother. We're all Americans, all human beings. We're all on the same team. I'll tell you, I found some of the most awake people out there in New York, in New Jersey, in Illinois, because they've been living under tyranny, and they're some of the most awake people out there. And running into all those blue-collar police and firefighters and construction workers, they're either totally awake and super cool people, or they're completely dumb and completely sold out. What I found in the North, it's an overall simplification, is that you're either awake or you don't know what's going on. And you get down in Texas, it's more of a mix, and it's very frustrating. And let me tell you, we could lionize Texans in like World War II, who were known to be like the fist of the army. But you look at Texans now, they're in trailers watching cable TV or satellite television, getting diabetes. I don't care what color they are. And to see the degeneration of Texas and the degeneration of Texans and the colonization of Texas, if Californians were all a bunch of pro-gun people, I'd love them. In fact, a lot of Californians that come here in the first few waves in my life are the best people ever. They're folks like Darren McBreen, who's from Arizona. Arizona used to be more conservative or libertarian than Texas. Well, you take California, it used to be like Texas 80 years ago. It was mainly people from Texas and Oklahoma that had gone out there. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these Californians will walk up to you in a Whole Foods and say, you shouldn't have three kids, or you're getting too much meat. I can't go to Whole Foods because I'll be going through with my kids, and they'll walk over and say, wise choices. And the third time it happens, you're being socially henpecked in like a cult. That's the thing about the Democrats and political correctness. It is a social engineering cult where the whole country, the whole world is a giant re-education camp. That's what I'm trying to get at here. It's all nudging us and pecking at us and, in their own words, telling us, you know, how to live our lives so they can build their utopia. And a lot of the people doing it mean well. They really think they're building something good. They don't know how it all, like an erector set or Legos, decompartmentalizes and hooks together. And that's not my words. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Carol Quigley, Henry Kissinger, John P. Holdren, Helmut Schmidt. I mean, I've read their books, where they lay it all out and talk about how stupid we are. And you sit here and you read this stuff, it makes you angry. It's not my opinion. I'm going to stop ranting. I said I'd take calls. Julia in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi. Alex, I want everybody to vote too, but what I'm more concerned with is them voting with their money. Don't support sports figures that are liberal communists. Don't support restaurants. To spend your money where you were with the people you support. And my second point is who at the Department of Defense is saying we have to do this, or who at the CDC says we have to do that?
Sure, your phone's overdriving. Back off your phone just a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, I want to know who these people are, because if the state is anonymous, the owners have no recourse. We can't get to them.
No, I agree. Well, see, here's the paradox. The most awake people are at the Pentagon because they're decompartmentalized to a certain extent and know we're telling the truth. So, I mean, I would say at the Pentagon, like 95% of people there really are dedicated, believe what they were doing, were compartmentalized, and it's that very small percentage at the top that in most cases aren't even fellow travelers as well. They just are company men and do what they're told. So the Pentagon is like the center of the manipulation because it's the most professional thing in the collapsed government, but it's also where the people are awake. And so, I mean, you want to name who they are? I mean, General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, carries out a very evil globalist agenda, but then, to cover his butt, I guess, complains about it publicly, like funding Al-Qaeda and stuff like that. But, I mean, I talk to high-level officers, and they say nobody likes it. Like, nobody. They like playing golf and living in big houses and, you know, having a girlfriend on the side or whatever, but they don't like. Who wants to really bankrupt America and break up families and screw things over? Only a very small percentage of social engineers on top that want to just kill our normal instincts so they can roll out the technological, technotronic era, as Brzezinski called it in the 70s. So it's the human haters that are maybe 0.1% or less than that. The problem is they've been put in by the Queen of England and David Rockefeller and Lord Rothschild in almost every power position. And so, I mean, we're talking about 6,000 people, according to Henry Kissinger's group. They did an analysis. Rothkopf wrote about it in the book Super Class. And there's about 6,000 world gophers and rulers. And you don't get in the club unless you want a total takeover. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Joe in FEMA Region 5, formerly Michigan. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. How you doing there, buddy? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks for calling.
I am calling about, I have a cereal box from 1994, and it's actually, I don't know if I should say it over the air or not, but I probably won't.
No, go ahead. I don't care. Say that anything.
It's a Kix cereal box, and it says, Explore America's Regions. And it says, explore this great land of ours. And it has all our regions of the United States in 10 separated, regions. So there are 10 regions here on this box.
Absolutely. Did you know there was a 1937 New York Times that was the front page? I have a copy of it somewhere around here. I can't find it. If somebody's got it, send it to us again. And it shows that the 10 regions, and they're the exact same regions, and then it shows the global 10 regions. Now, understand, this is a good 8 years before the UN gets founded. This is a good, well, the FEMA regions got set up in 1979. So see the rollout, see the conditioning. Children's cartoons say you won't have cars in the future, or if you do, robots will run them. They're already preparing everyone.
That's my whole point. I mean, you got a little kid getting ready to go to school, and here he's reading the back of the cereal box and says America's Regions here, and it says Mid-Atlantic. It shows with New York, Pennsylvania, and all these other states up there, the Statue of Liberty, oysters, crab, and the United Nations, and it has the symbol of it. It's unfreaking believable. I mean, I've kept
it's this totally sir. They planned, I learned about it 15, 16 years ago, but they planned 30 years ago in public documents, the tracker boxes, the cell towers, taxing by the mile, driverless cars, Google search engines, the Internet of Things. I mean, how do you fight something so diabolical?
I don't know, but I believe that, you know, the reason why we up in the Midwest here have a lot of thyroid problems because they put chlorates in the water because that's main ingredient in rocket fuel.
That's right, and that's the opposite. That's the opposite of the good halogen, which is iodine. And they ordered in 1922 that it be put in salt iodine to stop the incredible problems in the Midwest because the water and food doesn't have a lot of in the soil iodine, and it basically boosted IQs 15 points within 5 years. This is mainstream news, folks. Look it up. You can just Google iodine boost IQ. In Midwest, and then the feds ordered it taken out of the salt a few decades ago. Why do you think that happened?
That's just because they just want to control us. You know, I mean, it's a simple mind control, and I believe that we're in trouble.
Look, they don't want you aggressive. They don't want your mind on fire. They don't want you to have energy. That's why they don't want you to have iodine. I mean, it's that simple. It's unbelievable how simple it is. All right, thank you, Joe. Take a photo of that box, a digital photo, and email it to showtips@infowars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crisp with Baby Boomer Backup Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, I will get to a ton of news we haven't hit yet, including China's new anti-drone laser that can shoot down small aircraft within 5 seconds. We got video of that. If you're a radio listener and you're going, what do you mean a video? Infowars.com/show We have a free video feed of the daytime radio show. And we will have live coverage tomorrow night from 6 p.m. Central to midnight of election 2014. And we're having expanded coverage tonight, kicking off at 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got some other clips. I haven't aired Joe Biggs' piece from last week yet, where he went out and got a whole bunch of UT students to sign a petition that said kill children up to age 5. And it's for the earth. They go, it's for Obama, it's for the earth. We're going to have post-birth abortion. Well, that's a woman's right, isn't it? We're going to play that. Let's go to Fred in FEMA Region 10. So are you in the former state of Oregon or the former state of Washington State?
No, Washington State.
All right. So you're up there with old Bill Gates running the show.
Oh, I got to love Bill Gates. I mean, Monsanto, the whole nine. Well, you know, the reason for the call is that you're wondering what's going to happen after these elections.
Yeah, well, a caller actually called in on when I said I wanted to hear from you on. Give this man a silver dollar or a blue ribbon or a gold star or something. Yes, can you imagine what Obama's going to do if the Republicans don't start impeachment whenever they get out of office, whenever the Democrats get kicked out of the Senate? Can you imagine what Obama's going to do when he's a lame duck?
Well, first thing he's going to do is he's going to try inoculating us with Ebola vaccination. I mean, you had Steve Quayle on last week. And
but if you don't take it, why are you being racist right now? You better do what he says, you're racist.
Because I like Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is a racist, you know, I might as well be one, too. So,
what he's a real racist, yeah. Sorry.
You interviewed Aaron Russo, you know, rest his soul, a couple years ago, and it was, what, Reflections and Warnings, and one of the things he warned us about is microchipping, tracking.
Yeah, first they make you go to passwords, then you go to biometrics, then that gets released to the public and stolen on purpose. That gets compromised, and then next is an implantable system. That's the official plan, and the White House announced last week they want to ban passwords and make you take biometrics to buy and sell. So it's here, and then they'll track everything. They'll shut down all the farmers' markets, everything else, and then shut down the economy. That's what it's all about.
Well, you know, with this whole Ebola thing going around, we had Steve Quayle on last week. It really made me think that maybe they're going to use these microchip tracking devices so they know exactly where we are and who we come in contact with. To become in contact with an infected person.
Well, you know, we all already have a chip that's grown onto our body. It's called an iPhone or a Droid, and most of the public has one. And this tracks everywhere you go and everything you do and all your hopes and dreams you put into it more than your wife or your husband. So we already have an implantable microchip.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I don't carry one of those around with me, but, you know, about 99% of the population do.
And well, so I mean, I'm not being a hypocrite either. I explain that I use it for limited reasons because it's such a powerful Trojan horse weapon. I can shoot video, upload it, tweet, you name it. But I put it in a block it system when I'm traveling, and I know it's being surveilled, and I put it in a drawer and turn it off because it is a spy in my house, just like the smart TVs, all of them are.
Well, no, it would make it a lot easier to prevent, you know, voter fraud if we all had microchips in us, wouldn't it?
Well, see, exactly. The illegals. I mean, I remember Lamar Smith wanting people to biometrically scan to get driver's license in Texas to go under federal ID program. That's what it is, a national ID card. And I was like, but the illegals are exempt from it everywhere. So what's the point? They always sell it. Oh, yeah, let's biometrically for our license. That'll stop all the illegals. The banks and the police all accept the consular matricula that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box. You can go to the matricula place and just get as many as you want. And it's disgusting. Great point, sir. Appreciate your call. Patty in Texas, you're on the air. FEMA Region 6, go ahead.
No, Region 6, the great state of Texas, sir. The great state of Texas. I got a couple of points, Alex. One on the driverless cars and one on the next president.
Go ahead.
About 28 years ago, I was dealing with some people, and I don't know if you had any information on this, but the driverless car research was done in large part right here in Austin, Texas.
Yes, I was, and that's why they're rolling it out here, and they're rolling out the taxi-by-the-mile boxes start here. We are a UN model city, officially.
Dr. Frank McCullough over at the University of Texas at the Center of Transportation Research.
I want to hear this. Start over, Patty. This is interesting. Oh, yeah. In fact, I've been led into the DARPA areas of the psychology department, and they're not doing psychology over there. It's weaponization. About 13 years ago, it was how they were going to have retina scanners hidden that track your eye and what you're reading at Target and Walmart. They've now been in about 3 years. And they have the robot Obamacare kiosk now rolling out as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You go up to InfoWars.com and click on the article, Trendies Want to End Human Driving. We show Time Magazine, you name it, calling for it. You have to understand, this is a globally planned program where they're not asking us. And you ought to read the comments. We've got 134, 135 votes for, 24 votes that don't like our video. And you can read the people in the YouTube comments saying how wonderful it is. If you hate machines so much, stop driving cars and walk everywhere. Stop using computers too, which is wrong with technology advancing the point where it makes its own decisions based on sound logic. People want the godlike power of driving 100 miles per hour, even though the test to do so in short series of vision tests and about a mile of supervised driving. I don't even know what this person means. This is hardly the safest system. See, it's all about safe, 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 safe. Oh, Virgin Galactic shouldn't have humans in it. It's dangerous to innovate. It's dangerous. We should shut them down. We want to just wear different colored socks that don't match and be trendy all day and walk around and accept everything. Now, it's a minority of people saying this, but yes, if the technology gets really safe and you want to be able to switch to driverless autopilot and do that, that's fine. But people are already using GPS and driving off cliffs and driving into rivers by the hundreds a year dying. The issue is the globalists that run the system admit they're setting it up to disempower humans ahead of depopulation. This is a scientific military rollout on record. Do you get that through your head? And your response and your answer is yes, there are too many of us. Like you're pretending you're part of the elite because you've adopted whatever they want you to do. They see you as idiot, schmuck, moron, sucker, idiots. They see you as just total fools. You think you're part of it. It's like the devil's knocking on your door. You're like, oh, hi, devil, I'm your friend, I'll open the door. Yeah. And then the devil sticks a pitchfork in you and you go, why'd you do that? I liked you. You people are pathetic. You're helpless. And you're all going to UT or other universities, and 92% of you are never going to get a job that'll pay it off. There is no future for you. A world's being designed without humans. I'm going to say this again, jackasses, and I'm sorry to use that term, but it's the only parlance that fits. A world is being designed without you on record, and you're ushering it in, begging for it, and going, my gosh, if we just got rid of old people, there'd be more positions for us. And we're going to send Joe Biggs back out with a petition to have folks above 55 be forced out of the workforce so they can get a job. And I am predicting that half of them will sign it to force 55-year-olds to lose their jobs. You could even throw in, give their pensions to them. They'll sign it because they are totalitarians. And they're so jellyfish, they don't even know it. Because they talk like this and walk around going, oh, I'm so cool. So as long as you walk around going, everything's okay. You don't have to be intellectual. You don't have to be smart, historically informed, tough, inventive, aggressive, dynamic, everything that makes humans cool. No, you've just got to sit around going, I mean, I could do that. I could walk around and go, oh, I'm so smart. I mean, it's pathetic. You people are a joke. You're chumps. You buy into everything. Sorry, Patty in Texas. Tell folks about UT and the driverless cars. And then they take all the data that public research pays for and they give it to Google, the NSA, NASA front, and they roll it out. Go ahead.
Yeah, true. The research, the major part of that research for driverless cars was done here in Austin, Texas, at the University of Texas Center of Transportation Research, and it was done under the head of the center, an engineer by the name of Dr. Frank McCullough. And the interesting thing about Dr. McCullough that you may already know is he has connections to the Saudis. He, if I remember correctly, he is the engineer who designed and built the largest airport at the time, anyway, in Saudi Arabia. And the McCullough family still has connections to them.
Well, there's been a lot of research going on about that, and I was aware of the fact that UT did some of the first studies on it over 30 years ago. What I'm getting at is that I wouldn't be against – I'm not against vaccines. I know they're a real technology. But the globalists don't want us to get clean, real vaccines. They don't want to tell us the pitfalls of clean vaccines. They have an agenda on record to hurt us. That's why I'm against it. I'm not against driverless cars if they get really safe in the future, except there's an agenda to force us out of our cars and to give us less for more. While the globalists drive around in giant armored vehicles, This is social engineering, and it's dangerous, and we need to vote with our dollars while we still can to not go along with this. Thank you so much, Patty. Speaking of that, let's get to this report with Joe Biggs, where Austin Trendies signed a petition to kill children after birth up to age 5. And it says it in the petition, and the people read it and then sign it. And one woman gets upset and comes over, and he explains, no, we're doing this to illustrate that there are real trends being promoted by pediatric journals to kill children up to age 3 or even 5. And they say, well, the state will decide if their life has value. So when you hear this death with dignity business, if you're dying of a deadly brain tumor that's super painful or bone cancer, and you want morphine to a level that'll kill you, make you go to sleep, then you could have some laws where the doctors give you whatever's needed for the pain. The problem is they take something that sounds reasonable, and the state comes in, and now in the Netherlands and other places, they're killing folks that are viable. They're now starting to do this here. This is the plan. This is death panels. This is deciding, oh, you're a 50-year-old veteran. You got kidney failure. We're not going to take care of you or get you a kidney transplant. Just go die. We're going to put you on a secret death list. That's what this is about. And Bill Gates and everybody's going around and giving these speeches about death panels where they say, we can hire 10 teachers. Hire 10 teachers by not giving care to a patient. And so they introduce the idea that someone dies, you get something. As if Bill Gates doesn't want to wipe out all you trendies. They hate you. I happen to know they respect me. I happen to know that the globalists respect people that fight them. And I don't want their respect. I could care less. These people are out of their minds. But, I mean, I call it chumping. And you guys like to be punked. You like to be chumped. I don't mean our listeners, but the people in this video. It is a religion of just, well, I'm for it if the FDA says so. Ooh. Oh, they're so dangerous. And their ignorance and their weakness is so powerful. They have no life force. They have no will. They have no destiny. They have just come here in their hordes of weakness, and they collapse one state, and then like a horde of locusts, they fly to the next and land, and then just start walking around bumbling in arrested development at about the sixth grade level, talking about how smart they are all day. I want to throw up. Let's go ahead and go to this former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs goes out and talks to the new enemy, the invincibly ignorant. And I want to be clear. He thinks and says, you know, a lot of them are really evil. I agree. Some of them have evil mindsets, but probably don't even know they're evil. More importantly, what's evil is their ignorance that they think submission to the system, compliance to the system, is the way to go when the system is so bankrupt and evil and so complex and they can't even grasp it because it wasn't on Family Guy or Adult Swim or if it wasn't in the little cutesy shop. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com here at the University of Texas in Austin. Now, there's a trend going around college campuses nationwide. It's all the new rave, post-birth abortions. A lot of you probably have never heard of that term. I know I hadn't until yesterday. Well, post-birth abortion is after the baby is born and up until 5 years old when it's able to make decisions or is self-aware, you can still kill the baby. Now, I know that seems shocking.
Why not? It's just a fetus.
But there's a lot of college kids around the country who agree with killing babies up into the age of 4 or 5. So I came out here today to find out whether or not UT agrees with post-birth abortion. Let's go see what happens. A lot of people, they have botched abortions. You know what that is? And what this is a post-birth abortion act of 2014.
Rachel Maddow?
If you want to sign it or not. But you can take a look over it and...
I don't think that person's evil. Just
you.
Totally
thanks for
compliant.
To abortion act.
No, I can't support stuff like that.
Why can't you support stuff like that?
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for being that way.
What an extremist.
Hopefully more people agree that. The more the merrier.
All right.
We have to say thank you for not wanting to kill 5 years.
The more we can help empower women.
That's not a hero thing.
Hey there, how's it going?
Hi.
You want to help empower women?
I'll just sign it.
You'll just sign it? Okay.
Well, it's all about empowering women.
Drink some glyphosate. It'll empower you.
Nice suit. Seems like you're hot in there.
Nah.
You look cool. You look cool.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm alive. I made it.
Yeah.
Unlike these babies who are going to die.
For this. In what context?
Post-birth abortion. Women who have botched abortions, sometimes they fail, and it's to give them the ability to go ahead and go through with it after the baby's been born.
Oh. So first of all, I don't even have a comment on this because it's ridiculous.
Hey, so no, I'm glad you made that decision. Thank you. Because guess what? You have 3 students that go to the school that think that's a good idea.
Guess what? They promote this. This is promoted on campus.
It's to give women the right to have abortions.
This is what they teach in medical school.
Yeah, they're just post-birth abortions.
The board will decide.
So basically, a lot of abortions get botched. They don't work.
Yeah.
And the baby gets born anyway, so it gives the mother the opportunity to continue on with it.
It says up to age 5 in the end.
It's to help give women the right to make the decision to have a post-birth abortion if they want.
Post-birth.
Yeah. That means if there's a botched abortion attempt and it's still born, they can still do it right away.
Okay.
All right. It's just a post-birth abortion.
What does that mean?
What does that mean is if there's a botched abortion and the baby's still born, they can just do it right then, terminate immediately.
And I'm doing that.
Imagine if they start taking folks to FEMA camps.
Don't sign up.
Ashley, you're signing.
I already know what I'm signing. Thank you.
Go out there with a petition to put gun owners in forced labor camps. I'm telling you, they'll sign it.
Making sure that you're not an evil person. Look, you have a lot of students here.
That's freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Like, who would sign that without, like, what?
No, guess what? There's people who read this that says they're allowing kids up to 5 years old to be killed.
What? Like,
no, look, this came out in the college.
Please tell me that you do not agree with this.
Oh, of course
like,
not.
I have a huge issue with
no.
this.
How
like,
no, that's why we're out here.
Care about babies and 5 year olds.
These people sick. Are horrible.
She's
people.
Freaking out.
Yeah. And people all
at
over
university promoting this. How dare her?
No, it's not. You should feel that way. You know what breaks my heart every time someone signs it?
What a bad person.
Oh, man. Okay.
So thank you for being a good human being. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for not wanting to kill 5 year olds.
What's your name?
Mila.
Mila.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, Mila. Do you support abortion?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, this gives women the right to have post-birth abortions. Mm-hmm. And you can look it over if you want or just sign away. It's up to you. So what are you going to school for?
Nursing.
Nursing?
Oh.
Okay.
Nursing means taking care of people.
What are you going for?
Government.
What? Look at you.
Oh, she's government.
What are your aspirations? Yeah. You're going to be honest and tell the truth?
She says, I want to be a politician, not a public servant.
Well, that's what we need.
All right.
Thanks.
She's going to be a politician.
Kill
children up to age 5. That's great.
All right. I got to write this down. Future politician.
I'm just reading it.
Yeah, cool. Check it out.
Okay, that's really weird.
What?
The person that signed before me has the same last name as me.
How you said Bainter?
Yeah.
She's going to be a politician. You're going to be a musician.
Got it? You guys schedule
it? Seconds. Come on, just sign my petition to give women the right to have abortions if they want to. Come on, hey. It's post-birth.
Oh, boy. So that's Joe Biggs from Iraq and Afghanistan to UT, and I'm telling you, the mindless bots fluttering around. No wonder the globalists prey on people. We're going to go to a break and come back to Michael, and then to Dan, Mark. We got Preacher, who's watching us on Roku right now, Tony and others. That's all coming up. There's so much news to get to I haven't hit as well. Look at this headline. It will take 6.25 billion years, man years, to pay off federally mandated government liabilities, a mathematical impossibility. I want to try to get to that. That's just some of the news that we have here we haven't gotten to yet. That's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But before I go, any further here today. Please do not forget that I keep forgetting to take my daily regimen. So I just do it right here on air for TV viewers who are about to see this. Radio listeners, go to InfoWarsLife.com. Always forget and I have to grab it from the counter over there. I'm going to put a squirt of my Super Male Vitality in there. That's always delicioso. You know, this winter time and all the stuff going on, I want to boost my immune system. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. And I want some Survival Shield Nason Iodine X2. That's absolutely essential. Then I have the secret sauce that still won't be here for another week, they're telling me. It's behind coming in. Can't announce that product yet. Some Fluoride Shield Chelating Detoxifier. Doesn't just go after fluoride. And then I've got my lung cleanse. Three squirts on the tongue and then an inhale. Just get a little bit into your throat. And then I stir that baby up. Buen appetit. Bon voyage. And I just continue to have more energy, more stamina, and I'm watching the weight melt off, doing the same amount of exercise I was doing about a year and a half ago. And I've just been too busy to do it. We are going to prove this. We're going to show me 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago, and now, and I'm going to be taking the shirt off. Because, I'm not like in super shape or anything, but, I mean, I've barely got a stomach anymore, and I have just lost a ton of weight. I'm not very photogenic on video, but, I mean, people can see the difference. You're really going to see the difference when we take photos the next few weeks, because it's just been doing amazing things. InfoWarsLife.com, with all these challenges, the immune system, it's time to boost as much as possible your natural defenses. InfoWarsLife.com.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provista de viento la vida me llevó.
New article out by Kit Daniels states the obvious, but it's important because it links through to the data and the proof. Illegal alien voters could swing close elections to Democrats. Or the headline could be, criminal conspiracy by Obama. Illegals are a secret weapon. There's that special report, Trendies Want to End Human Driving. See the full video up at Infowars.com. Poll 71%. Back mandatory Ebola quarantine in U.S. The last, quote, moderate mercenary group in Syria surrenders to al-Nusra, which is really just al-Qaeda. CDC to purchase 1.4 million surgical gowns as Ebola concerns grow, but not till after the election. Then we're going to find out what's really going on. I hope that it's not spreading, but I tell you, it's suspicious. And then, of course, that other article, Samsung Smart TV, records personal conversations and sends it on to Samsung and other parties and says, watch what you say. Yeah, that's what you expect when you open up your TV and get your owner's manual. By the way, we're recording you and monitoring you. Watch out what you say in your home. Thank you very much. And then it's, ooh, a shocking statement. The founder of the Weather Channel has come out and said man-made global warming is baloney after the UN came out and said we're all going to die. The UN admitted in early documents in the 60s they were going to say global cooling and then global warming was a reason for global government. They admit it's a fraud. But they want to arrest you. They want to pass laws that you can't say it's not true. What a group of out-of-control totalitarians. They say and do things, and then you talk about it, and then they want you arrested. Truth Revolt put out an article quoting the author of Gone Girl, which is a pretty scary movie based on the book, where she is quoted in the book talking about sexual experimentation. Well, they quoted the book, and so the lawyers were threatening to sue them, saying it defamed her. I mean, this is the bizarreness of this. Herman Von Rompuy, the head of the EU, announces we want global government and global tax. Then you quote it, and the Southern Poverty Law Center puts you on a list as a terrorist. It's just what they do. They just think they control reality. I believe it's bullying. Let's talk to Michelle, or is that Michael? I can't read anymore across the room. Lights are too bright. Michael, you're on the air from FEMA Region 10. I guess that's a former Oregon or Washington. Go ahead.
Former Oregon.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Just had my daily dose of X2. I want to thank you for that. As you alluded to earlier, Alex, Hollywood has already shown us a possible future with the robots and machine, quote-unquote, loving us in the movie WALL-E. I'm sure everybody's seen that.
Yes.
And then us Oregonians tomorrow are voting on both GMO labeling and legalizing marijuana at the same time.
Well, you know,
try to get everybody out on that.
Some of the liberals end up having some good issues, and decriminalization is good, and I think, obviously, labeling is good. So there's some things the left does that are good, but notice Obama and his administration has been trying to block labeling and has been trying to block decriminalization. So, again, why is the Lord and Savior, Jamie Foxx's words, not backing grassroots liberals?
That's a good question, because the amount of money that's actually coming into the state of Oregon to combat GMO labeling and combat legalizing marijuana, guess where it's coming from? It's coming from the liberals.
That's right, because they're not liberals. They are on fire tyrants, and they've got all the well-meaning liberals below them going, well, I know they're not proud, but they're better than Republicans. Look, worldwide, the globalists use liberalism to take over. Okay, and so we'll use whatever system there is to block it. God bless you. Appreciate your call. We're going to go to break, do some overdrive. Dan in Canada and others, Preacher in Texas. We're going to go to you guys straight ahead. We should be able to go to Dan, Preacher, and Tony. I don't know about Mark, but we'll try. Stay with us, Infowars.com/show for all the free feeds for election coverage. Starts tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic.
effect. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.